Hello and welcome to Brothers Less Grim. I am Jeff, with me is Mark.
Hello.
And if you like stories, then you are in the right place. On every episode of our show, we improvise one story. We do this by playing the card game Once Upon a Time. We do play with our own set of house rules, though, so if you want to know exactly what we're doing, you can check out episode 0. For today's episode, we have a content warning for some strong language. But the story's a lot of fun. A group of bank robbers steal a bunch of money and our hearts. So, please sit back, relax, and enjoy Teller Teller. We'll say six guys in a van. They're getting ready to carry out this robbery. I'm going to play the robbery card.
Okay.
So six, well, I mean, they don't have to be men, actually. They can be, there can be like lady robbers as well.
It's the American style, like the new way of using guys where it's just like a group of people.
Yeah, where it's not gender specific.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're like, hey, you ready to go? You ready to, I guess they're robbing a bank. Yeah, they're robbing a bank. Did I say that? I don't know. I think I just said robbery.
I think you said store the first time, but bank's good.
Okay, we're robbing a bank. So, you ready to go? Everybody know what you're doing? You got your guns, you're ready, you're going to take out the vaults. You know what you're doing. You're looking at these guys, you're going to take care of the tellers. You're okay? Good, good, good. Let's go! So they run into the bank. I guess they're going in guns blazing. They fire off a couple shots, get everybody's attention. Everybody get down on the ground. We're taking over this bank. We're going to rob the vault and all that. I'll just pass it back to you. Or pass it over to you right there.
Okay. So one of the bank robbers with a shotgun is pointing her gun at the teller and said, don't you push that button.
The alarm.
The emergency. Yep. The alarm, but yeah. Don't you push it. And then that teller has their hands up. They're not pushing that button. But two booths down, that teller pushes the button.
Oh no.
And they're like, God damn it. And So the police are coming. They're just like, get the money in the bag. There's no way I'm going to get imprisoned for this. If I need a prison card.
Nice.
And they get handfuls of they get their bags and put handfuls of money into the bags from the tellers. And one says, what about the door to the safe? And I'm playing the door card. And it's like, the cops are in the way. We don't have time for that. I guess we'll just have to go with what we get from the tellers. And all the tellers are like backing away from the corner. They have one who's like opening all of the doors. And I'm going to have them take that teller with them as a hostage.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they all go back into the van, and the getaway driver's just like, step on it, the cops are chasing us. And I'm playing the chasing card. And I'll pass it to you there. So they've gotten they've robbed not quite as successfully as they would have liked.
Kind of smash and grab, or not even that really. And I've gotten bags full of money from the tellers. They're in the van.
And they have a hostage.
They have a hostage. So they're driving away. Cops are on their way. Okay. So they're driving.
At least one of them is female. The robbers.
Yes.
And the hostage, I think I suggested it was male.
Okay, cool. Okay. So they're in the van driving away. Cops haven't seen them just yet. But they are kind of driving pretty fast. So they're not in a great situation here. One of the guys Who took the hostage? I don't know. I guess maybe the leader is screaming that out. Who took this hostage? We don't need witnesses. What are you doing? We should kill him right now. No, that's just going to make it worse. No. We should never have taken him. This is so stupid. And they keep driving. And then we'll say that the cops show up hot on the helicopter flies overhead, and they got cops in the cars driving around behind them. So they are now very directly being chased by the cops, and this getaway driver is pretty talented. By the talented card.
Oh, okay.
But he's like Baby Driver. It's pretty good. Have you seen Baby Driver?
I have not.
He's pretty good at driving. That's his whole thing. He's good at driving.
That's not the Ryan Gosling one, is it?
No, that's Drive. Just Driver. He's also good at driving.
Okay.
But the difference is, like, Ryan Gosling, he's good at driving and he wears a scorpion jacket. And then the other guy, Baby Driver, he's good at driving and he listens to music.
Oh, okay.
Neither one of them are all that talkative.
Baby Driver is the Edgar Wright one, though, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I should see that. I do like Edgar Wright movies.
Yeah. I feel like Ryan Gosling's character is even less talkative than Baby Driver, but I don't really remember. Anyway, so the driver, he's pulling all these fancy moves, going through intersections, narrowly missing cars. He does manage to get a little bit of distance between him and the police cars, but the helicopter's still overhead. Leader's like, all right, we got to find an out somehow. How are we going to shake these cops? Getaway driver is like, I got this. and he tears through some, I guess, construction sites. He gets through, like, he's got to, like, break eye contact. Now that he's like kind of lost the cops on the ground, he's got to lose the helicopter. So he's got to like go through tunnels and under things and around buildings and kind of lose the helicopter. So that's what he's got to do. And that's kind of what he's trying for. Making high speed chases and stuff. And I guess, yeah, so they kind of shakes the helicopter just long enough for them to go into a parking garage. And once they get into the parking garage, they all get out of the van and then get into a different car. We'll say, like, they were in a white van before, so now they're getting into a black SUV. Everybody transfers over, and then again, that black SUV, and drive away. I will pass it over to you.
Okay. So the chase is kind of died down a little bit because they're looking for that white van, and they successfully lost them long enough to get into the other car. And the leader turns around and says, "So what are we going to do with this poor bastard?" Indicating to the
teller
hostage. Yep, and I'm playing the poor card there.
You're going to say poor bastard. I'm playing the poor bastard card. It's a very specific card.
And there's silence among the criminals. And Lily says, which one of you assholes took him? And we still haven't like cleared that up yet, right?
The leader still doesn't know. I imagine one or two of the criminals know. Somebody must have seen it.
Yeah, it was Jones, and Jen says, was not! I don't know why I'm making them children. I just need to come up with a name. Nick, there we go. It was Nick. He took the teller from the bank shop.
Who, me? Yes.
Yeah, you.
Couldn't be.
Then who? And they do that whole cycle until the last person is pointed at, which is, of course, the leader. Because no one was going to accuse him until the very end. And the leader's like, wait, no, it wasn't me. And then they all say in unison, then who? And he's like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. And Jones says, it was me, I was just doing a bit.
Nick's like, I knew it was a bit, I thought it was funny, so that's why I went with it.
Yeah, it was great. I saw him do it too. And the teller's just like, who are you people? And the leader says, you don't need to worry about that. What we need to worry about, all you need to worry about is staying quiet and keeping your head down, and we'll get you home safe. And the teller says, I have a family. It's like, yeah, kids, how many? It's like, I mean, I have parents and siblings. I'm a grown adult, but I still have a family.
Yeah, I have an ex-girlfriend as well. I mean, I was thinking about maybe like texting her, but like, I don't know, man.
I feel like it's too close to Valentine's, and I don't want to like have that implication.
Yeah, like I just yeah.
So, and one of them's just like, that's bullshit. If you want to text her, just text her.
Yeah, just follow your heart, man. It's like, thanks. I know, that's what my parents keep saying. They really liked her.
Thanks. Yeah, they did. And honestly, I think they liked her more than me, but I was a terrible teenager. And we still haven't like worked through all of that. Anyway, thanks, Nick, for telling me to follow my heart. She's like, absolutely. And Leader says, you see, we shouldn't have done that bullshit game because now he knows all of our names. And all of them are like, oh yeah, he does, doesn't he? And I'll pass it to you there.
And Nick's like, I have an idea. And Leader's like, please, no. No more ideas out of you, Nick, please. And Nick's like, no, really, this is great. I think we should make the teller part of the team. The leader's like, I like it. Let's all right, do that. I kind of like the teller, too. Initially, I was like, wait, is he a cool guy? But now, I don't know, I kind of think he might be a cool guy. So I think, I think he might be, should be part of the team. So first order of business, let's get this teller back with his ex-girlfriend.
And Operation Steal Her Heart, and a few of them high-five.
And the getaway driver's like, no, first step, let's get back to our, like, house, our little safe house. Like, there's still a helicopter flying overhead, there's still cops driving around. We still need to, like, get through this. And Jones is like, yeah, whatever. So, what are you thinking about texting her? Give us the deets on how things ended. Why you think you might be a good idea to text her now? Like, what are you thinking? And getaway driver kind of like rolls his eyes, and they drive along, and they do end up making it back to the safe house, and they bring all the money inside, and they divide it up, and this is the teller that rang the alarm, isn't it?
That has not been decided one way or the other.
All right, so it definitely was. Okay. So as they go inside, Teller's like, man, I just want to apologize. Now that I'm part of the team, I just want to apologize for ringing the alarm on you guys. I didn't know how cool you were. I thought you were one of those, like, mean groups of robbers. I didn't know you. And then, who was it that took him hostage? Nick? Nick is like...
Jones was the one that took them.
Jones is like, listen, man, I'm sorry for taking you hostage and thinking that we would use you as a bargaining chip and maybe ransom you back for money. I didn't know how cool you were. I didn't know all this backstory about your ex-girlfriend. I didn't know, man. So, and they're all cool. No, I'll pass it back to you, because I don't know what to do.
So they're all in the warehouse, in their, like, safe house. There's, like, the stacks of money on the table, and two of them are stacking, and the rest, I'm going to have them be in beanbag chairs for some reason.
Yeah, this seems like that kind of crew.
Yeah, it does.
Why waste money on chairs? Like,
they're more comfortable, they're more fun.
This is like a robbery group with like a corporate culture. They got like a ping pong table in the break room. Like, they have like...
So have we named the tower yet?
No, I think we just have Nick and Jones for names. We haven't named
okay.
the leader.
That's true.
So that means there's four people I think we haven't named.
There's yeah, Jones, at least one of them
there's
is female.
A leader and a getaway driver. So there's two other unnamed ones who don't even have handles. And then there's the teller. So there's seven total.
Okay. So Nick and Jones are like sitting in beanbag chairs on either side of, I'm going to call him Dave, the teller.
Dave the teller, okay.
Okay. And he's like, so what are you going to text her? And he's like, I don't know yet. You guys want to see a picture of her? And they're like, yes. And even some of the other, like two of even the getaway driver and like some of the other ones that are at the table, like scamper on over to take a look. And Jones is like, oh, Dave, she is beautiful. Like a beautiful card. Just like, yeah, I just feel bad. Like I think there's, you know, more potential there. And Jen's like, you never told us what happened between you and her. And Dave's just like, well, we met in college when, you know, being younger, you were more prone to mistakes. You never really knew what you wanted. And they're like, yeah, we know what you mean. And it's like, yeah, so like, she was the best thing going on in my life. But at the same time, I feel like I took the relationship for granted a little bit. And they're like, can't do that. No. And
I'm imagining the leader and the getaway driver playing ping pong in the background. Just like, yeah, you can't take people for granted.
No way. And, you know, it just got stale and, like, arguments happened more frequently. And, like, they weren't even about what we were arguing about. It was just, like, I just felt like I was right all of the time. And now that I'm older, I realize I was wrong a lot of the time there.
Yeah. Well, I feel you, man.
Yeah. and it's just been a long time, and like you can't just start with hey, I was wrong about everything, sorry. That's too much too soon. And they're like, on one hand, yeah, on the other hand, like if you don't start with I'm sorry, like she's probably just gonna wonder, why are you texting her? You know? You can't make it seem like this is a booty call. It's more than that. And I'll pass it back to you with all of that going on, because I don't know where I'm going with this.
Jones is like, maybe should we do more than a text? Is this... should we text here? Should we, like... And Dave is like, well, I don't know. Like, what else could we even do? Isn't a text, like, it's casual, it's not intrusive. Isn't it just, like, the perfect, like, way to just kind of, like... I don't know, say hello? And who brought this up? Nick is like, yeah, I know, yeah. You could try calling. You could that might be better. It might be too much to like show up at her place. You could send her like flowers or something. Maybe a little handwritten letter. That might be a little more personable than a text. It just kind of all depends on the situation. I don't know. What do you think is right, Dave? What do you think? And Dave's like, why? Oh man, I guess I hadn't thought about it too much. Maybe this is kind of my whole problem. I don't think all that much. And Jones is like, no, man, this isn't a problem of yours. This is a good thing. You just need to learn how to use it properly, okay? Not thinking can be a good thing. You go with your gut. You go with your feel. You're more honest that way, okay? So, but you do need to think about some things. And I think first impression here after a long time, how many years has this been? And Dave is like, well, it's been about seven. Does that sound about right? I don't know how old Dave is, but they met in college.
I don't know either.
We'll go with seven.
Yeah, they met in college. Who knows? I didn't necessarily say when they broke up.
Yeah.
They broke up when they were young, though, at least by Dave's standard.
Oh, yeah. They probably would have dated after college as well. So that maybe they met 7 years ago and they only broke up like maybe just a year ago. Maybe it was a bit long relationship. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe, yeah.
Because, like, Dave is, you know, he's thinking about getting back with her. So I think a long relationship makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't talked to her in, oh man, it's been, say, a little over a year now. Definitely less than two. I don't know. I think a text might still be right. The phone call, maybe I could text her and see if she wants to meet up. Well, I mean, well, that's still a
but
text.
But then I might go to voicemail, and that's just like an awkward thing. Yeah. What do you say in a voicemail?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate your suggestions, Jones, or Nick, or whoever suggested those other things. But I really do think a text is the most appropriate path going forward here. And Jones, we'll say it's Jones. It may have been Nick. I'm getting him confused. He's like, it's fine. I'm just talking out loud here. We want to consider all the options, okay? Meanwhile, there's like a helicopter going by. Like a cop is like on the news.
And
like,
the search news is back in the background.
Yeah, it's like, the search continues for these people.
Their getaway van has been discovered.
Getaway van has been discovered. We're currently doing forensics on the van to see if we can come up with any kind of information on who these people are. We know that one of the tellers has been kidnapped. His name is Dave Rankensheim.
Rankensheim?
Rankensheim. Whenever I make up names, they always sound fake, because they are fake. I'm just putting syllables together.
Often what I end up doing is I just look around the room and see a name off of the book, like one of the books.
Yeah,
nearby.
Like, you gotta do whatever you can, just like if you're making up names. So Dave Rankensheim. I kind of like just putting syllables together. They come up with like unique names. So
that's true.
Yeah,
when
combined with
one.
Like a standard name, like Dave. Dave is pretty simple, easy to pronounce, easy going. Dave plus Rankensheim, you got yourself a unique character name. So we work together. Dave,
there we go.
Dave Rankensheim on the news. And then I'll say, meanwhile, at Dave's ex-girlfriend's place, she's watching the news. And she sees Dave, and he's been kidnapped. And I will pass it back to you. I need to play cards. I still have only played two.
Okay, I've played more than that for sure.
Yeah, I just
I have two left, so I played five.
You're doing good. Well, maybe you can just end it at some point, and I won't need to play all these cards. I do like one of them. One of them's really great. I'm sure I'll use that at some point. But anyway, passing it over to you.
And she turns to her roommate. As, like, they see the news with that detail that Dave Rankensheim has been kidnapped by the bank robbers. She's just like, oh my god.
Oh man.
Susie? Do we have enough wine for tonight? And she's like, Carol's just like, I already texted a friend, she's coming over. Or she's going to pick some up on the way. We still got a couple bottles here. Here, have a glass. And she's just like, oh my God, Dave got kidnapped.
By bank robbers.
They might kill her, but they might torture him. Who knows what's going to happen to him? And you're just like, ah. You know, he was a pretty good guy. It's like, he was such a good guy.
Such a good
You know, he had some problems, but that was mostly problems of youth.
And his parents were so sweet.
His parents were so, so sweet. Yeah. It's like, do you think he's got a better relationship with them yet? It's like, well, I still text his mom from time to time. And yeah, like, overall, like, from what I get, he's matured a lot in this past year, almost between a year and 2 years.
Yeah.
It's just like dating other people. Like, I, you know, all the guys that I've met since then, like, I compare them all to him, and they always fall just short in one way or the other. Like, maybe I was just too harsh when I broke up with him. And they're just like, you know, you can text him. It's 2022.
Ooh, the future.
Yeah,
from when we're telling
2021.
It.
And then I was just like, oh wait, it's I don't want this to be happening in pandemic times. I'm gonna have it be after.
Yeah. Hopefully that's after. Oh man, at the rate we're going.
Yeah.
But it'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll get through this.
It's like, yeah, but it's frightening. I'm frightened to text him. Like, what if he is living a great life, you know, besides the kidnapped by bank robbers part? And Susie's just like, you talk to his mom still. You know those details, don't you? She's like, yeah. She thinks that he misses me more than he's willing to admit. And cut back to the safe house. And just like, I just miss her more than I've been able to admit. Like, I can admit it to you guys, and it's nice that I don't have to be so strong in front of you all. And the leader's just like, it's because we're your friends, Dave. And we'll stay up till dawn perfecting this text if you need us to. I'm playing the dawn card.
Yeah, figured. Are you out of cards?
Yeah, I am out of cards.
Yeah, felt like you were playing cards.
And I'm gonna pass it back to you.
Okay. Endings?
We'll look at endings, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I still have quite a few cards, but, still, endings. Okay, interesting.
Okay. Oh, no, one of these endings works really well, actually.
Okay. So, I think these are both okay, but you said you had one that works really well.
Fairly, yeah.
Okay.
At first, neither one of them were great, and then it's like, oh wait, actually, one of these works pretty well.
All right, so we got options. Okay. Well, I have plenty of cards anyway, so I'm not going to worry too much about my endings just yet. For now, I will just I'm going to cut to Dave's parents' place. So they're watching the news, and on the news, the anchor is like, now going live to the bank that got robbed, we have a teller there who said she saw Dave in the moments before and during his capture. Let's go there live. And it's the teller who, like, got accosted earlier, who was going to press the alarm. So she's describing what happened. It's like, they came in, they fired their guns, and everybody freaked out. They jumped on the ground. Everybody was terrified. We watch training videos about this stuff all the time. You know, once a year, our bank requires us to do these training videos and just so we're prepared for these situations. But I don't know. I was terrified. I mean, I was gonna press the alarm button. But then one of the robbers came up and she pointed her gun at me, and I froze up. I couldn't press the alarm, but I saw out of the corner of my eye Dave at his booth, and he pressed the alarm. When I couldn't, when I wasn't brave enough, Dave was. That's that's what I loved about Dave, you know? Dave, he was that kind of guy, you know? There was one day, shortly after I got hired, somebody, you know, I came in, I brought my lunch from work. I bring my lunch every day. You know, one day I brought in some leftover spaghetti. I make really good spaghetti. My grandma's Italian, so I'm pretty good at making spaghetti. I brought it in, and somebody ate my lunch that day, you know, and I was just gonna let it go, but Dave didn't. Dave, he asked around. He was like, who ate Samantha's lunch? And he found out who he was, and he told that person never to eat my lunch ever again. And you know what? I sometimes I buy out, and I've been buying out more frequently. But whenever I do bring my lunch, nobody eats it except for me. And I thank Dave for that.
Clearly, Dave is a brave man who cares about what's right.
Yeah, I was going to cut back to the anchor and have something like that. Wow, powerful stuff. Powerful stuff from our reporter in the field.
And it's funny because he was saying he no longer cares about being right when it comes to the relationship.
So Dave's parents are watching the news. They're crying. They're up late. This is way past their bedtime. They should be sleeping by now. It's 7 o'clock at night, for heaven's sakes. I'm playing the sleeping card. Just got to weave them in where I can.
No, I understand.
So they're like, should we text Dave's ex-girlfriend? And they do. They send a message. I don't think we have her name.
Did we name her? No, yeah, her roommate is Susie.
Susie, okay.
And then I said Carol is coming. Like another one of their friends, but I don't think we named her yet.
We didn't name her yet. We'll go with Jennifer.
Jennifer, okay.
Okay, so Jennifer. Meanwhile, at Jennifer's place, her phone buzzes. She gets a text. It's from Dave's parents. Like, hope you're doing well, sweetheart. We're watching the news. We're thinking of you. In parentheses, and also thinking about our son. Smiley face. Sad face.
I love it.
And I'll pass it back to you.
Okay. Connie, who's the... No, not Connie.
Carol?
Connor was last one. So there's Alex, who's one of the bank robbers.
Says, this is a new one that we haven't named yet?
Yeah, it's okay. Like, what if you just say, hey, and if she texts back, it means she wants to talk to you, and if she doesn't, then she doesn't want to talk to you. It's that easy. And Connie's like, don't listen to Alex. He's been single for years. He doesn't know what he's doing at all. And I was just like, hey, I'm a player.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, whatever, Alex. Listen, okay. I'm tired of hearing you guys all do, like, talk circles around this. The fact is, if you want to apologize to her, you can't. You got to do it because you're truly sorry and not because you just want to get back together with her. And Dave's just like, it's a little bit of both. And she's just like, a good apology is like about humility and putting yourself out there and being vulnerable and possibly being okay with not being forgiven if it was that bad. And the leader's just like, Connie's right. This has got the important thing here is you got to apologize for what you feel like you did wrong in the past. And then whatever happens in the future, that's going to be the fertilizer for what happens in the future. And Dave's like, so I should start with the apology just out of the blue? And I'm going to cut to Jennifer's apartment. And she's just like, I don't even care if he apologizes anymore. You know, like, I went nuclear. Like, I'm older now, too, and I understand that, it, you know, parts of a relationship are fun and parts of them are work. And I focus so much on the work, and now that it's over, I can only think about the fun. And there was, it was a healthier balance than I was giving it credit. And Susie's just like, once again, Connie, you're allowed to text him now. It's 2022. And she's just like, you keep saying the year. I know what year it is. Anyway. She texts back. The parents is like, okay. Thinking of you all too. And of course of Dave. Smiley face. Frowny face. News are just after a forensic search of the van, we have the police have discovered a few fingerprints with a positive ID. They've received a positive ID of at least one of the culprits, though they do not they have not released the name of the suspect. And I'll pass it back to you.
So, did we name the leader? Is Alex the leader?
No, I don't think Alex didn't give off leader vibes.
Okay. I'll just call him leader for now.
Yeah, maybe Alex is the driver.
Who's Connie? I feel like you've said Connie several times.
Connie is the female bank robber.
Got it. Okay. All right, well, I'll just call the leader for now. Leader sees that on the news. He's like, oh, no, they got our fingerprints. We got to go. We can't stay here. Pack up the money. Pack up the beanbag chairs. Let's go. So they load up and they get in they might split up. They might take a couple different cars. They might take personal cars that they use for just regular everyday business, not robberies. So that hopefully they can maybe, well, if they have fingerprints, they'll load up in their black SUV. We'll just have them all stick together for now. So they load up, they get as much money. They can only fit two beanbag chairs in the car because they have seven people in there. It's very crowded.
Yeah.
But they got their money. They got a couple beanbag chairs and they're driving out and they're going to skip town for a little bit, just lay low. Just for a little bit. That's the
plan. There was a part of me that was hoping that they were going to be so distracted by taking care of Dave that they weren't even going to notice that the police were closing in on them.
That would have been funny. But I've already committed.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So they drive out. And of course, the whole time they're talking about Dave's stuff. They're like, Dave's like, oh man, Do you think she's watching the news? Do you think this is going to change what my approach should be? And Jones is like, I don't know, does she watch the news a lot? And Dave's like, yeah, she watched it all the time, and she would cry a lot. There's a lot of sad stuff on the news. She'd get really emotionally attached. And then she would have to watch, like, dog videos to, like, calm down and then cry in, like, a happy way. You know,
man, I love them dog videos.
Can we watch some dog videos? Some dog videos. Yeah, I mean, it's
this one sneezed in the snow.
What?
One of them says, like, this one sneezed in the snow.
Look at him, he's sneezing in the snow and he's a dog. Oh, dog. Oh, look at the dog. Look at the dog. Look at the dog. Okay. Yeah, it was something we argued about, because, like, I would tell her, like, you just gotta, like, avoid the news if you, like, if it makes you this upset, and she said she could handle it, and, like, it was clear to me that she couldn't. I don't know, she's probably watching the news, she probably knows what's going on, And Jones is like, I don't think it should change your approach. I think you should just do you, you know, just send whatever you're going to send. And then Nick's like, and of course this is going to change the approach. You have to say that you're okay and everything. It's got to change. At least that, it's got to change at least a little bit. And Dave's like, yeah, it's, I think I got to side with Nick here. All right. We got to do that. So, okay. And then they're in the car and they're driving around and they make it, we'll say, outside the city limits. And they end up in this, like, kind of remote area, like a smaller town nearby their big city. And they go to this, like, little motel and they get themselves set up in there. And they keep talking. They get their beanbags set up and they keep talking about Dave's situation. And I'll pass it back to you. Don't really know what to do, so always just keep it shorter when you don't know what to do. That's my strategy.
So they set up in the motel, and Dave's like, shit, guys. And they're like, what? It's like, we don't have service out here. And the leader's just like, God damn it!
Oh, no.
He, like, throws a pen that he's holding across the room. It's like, all right, well, we gotta lay low for a little bit, Dave. I'm sorry. We'll keep working on the text. You can still draft it. We'll get you into service, like, soon, and you can send it. And Jones is like, you know what? Dave, you're really inspiring me. I think I should text my ex, too. We can do it together. We'll draft our text. We'll text together, and you know, we'll figure it out. And then like we'll support each other in this. And you know, if it works out, if they take us back, great. If not, man, we still got each other. And one of Nick's just like, dude, I would so be your wingman at the bar, Dave. And they're like, thanks, guys, thanks. But yeah, let's focus on the text. And Jones, I love that this is inspiring you to do something brave, too. It's hard to put yourself out there for love, even though, like, it's something clearly we all want. And all of the robbers are just like, yeah. And Nick turns to Connie, Alex is like, Connie, I think I'm in love with you. And Connie's just like, calm down, Alex.
Like,
she's like, yeah, sorry. It's just an emotional day. I think, like, emotions are flaring. Yeah, I got swept up in the moment. And just like, yeah, I think that understandable, Alex. And then he's like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom for a sec. Okay. I guess I'll cut back to you.
Okay.
I'll give it back to you. I was good.
Okay. So who went to the bathroom?
Alex, after Alex. He got rejected
by Connie. Alex got rejected by Connie. He went to the bathroom. So he's in there. I'm going to play the Someone Is Hurt card.
Perfect.
That was the card earlier. I was like, this one's great. I'm sure I'll get to play it eventually. Because how could I not? It's in a story like this where there's bank robbers who could shoot anybody at any minute and emotional stuff going on where somebody could get hurt at any minute. Yeah. I definitely wanted to play it on an emotional thing. I'm glad that you set it up where I didn't even have to go out of my way to do it. Cool. So Alex is in there. He's hurt. He's feeling bad. The guys, they're able, I guess the leader was like flipping channels and he's able to find the news. They don't have service, but they got the cable. It's not like a great setup. This is like a very cheap motel. Maybe they're using the rabbit ears and they got to get them set up just right. But they get it all set up, so they're watching the news, and it's like, oh no, guys, check it out. And on the news, the anchor's like, Okay, we're just hearing a report now that the police have found the bank robber's hideout. We have a reporter in the field, Rachel Quick. That feels like a reporter name.
That is a reporter name.
Rachel Quick. She's getting some exclusive footage from inside the bank robber's place.
It seems they wanted to take more beanbag chairs.
It's like, that's right.
Then they could.
That's right, Johnson. We got some exclusive footage. As you can see here, the bank robbers, these bank robbers, they love to play. They got the ping pong table over here. They had some beanbag chairs over here. It looks like some beanbags might be missing, but I want to draw your attention over here to this whiteboard.
I was so thinking about that.
Yep.
I was just like, ah, oh, I hope there's a whiteboard with drafts.
Yep. That's exactly what they got going on. So
yes.
Cut to Jennifer's place, and she's there watching the news, and there's a whiteboard of, like, what to text Jennifer at the top. One of them's just like, hey, ?
And it's crossed out.
It's crossed out. There's some that are, like, longer. Some of them are like, hey, I'm sorry for everything that I did. Sorry I was wrong about things. Would you like to call or talk on the phone? There's like lots of options in there, and it's pretty crazy. And I think I'll just pass it back to you right in the middle of this in case you want to add to it. But yeah, I just wanted to get to the whiteboard thing because I thought that would be a good plot development.
As soon as you got to their warehouses, like, I hope that they find evidence of what So she drops her glass of wine. In all of this.
Carol!
And she's crying.
Carol! Carol, look!
She's crying. She's crying at the news again. But this time for very different reasons.
Oh yeah, it's not a sad cry at the news.
Yeah, it's a happy cry at the news. And, there's her phone vibrates a little bit. And she's, like, super excited. And she runs over and it's from Dave's parents, and it's just a smiley face.
Just want to point out for a second here, neither one of them, like the parents nor Jennifer, has like tried contacting Dave.
I know, to make I know. Sure
he's okay. It is kind of intentional, I'd say. Or it is intentional, because like...
I was considering throwing just like, there's no way we can get through to him. Yeah, he's a hostage.
Yeah, there's that. And also just, I think it's funny that they have this close relationship.
That's crossed my mind.
I just want to point out. It's like, yeah, I'm aware that this is happening.
Yeah. I have not pointed it out, but that's thoughts crossed my mind a couple of times. Yeah. Just like, why aren't either any of them trying to text Dave?
Okay, so she gets a text from the parents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they see the robbers see the news, and they're like, "Oh no,
we weren't ready to send those." And also, they're gonna get a lot of good forensics in there.
Yeah, they are. Should I go to the end?
Yeah. If you're close enough, okay. By all means.
Yeah. And, okay, so later in the news, they're still working on the text, and the police are going to come back with the report. It's just like, we have identified, due to forensics in their hideout, the identity of all six robbers. And the police have now, at this point, since all have been identified, are gonna, release the, like, sketches of them and, like, the names. And all of the robbers are just like, oh no. What are we gonna do, leader? And, He's got like a bottle, like one of those tiny whiskey bottles from the mini bar. I don't know why it's a cheap motel, but also has a mini bar, but it does.
They know their audience. That's why.
Mm-hmm. And they're just like, well, this might be the end of the line, but I say, fuck it. Let's do one last thing for Dave. Everyone in the car. And they're just like, all right. The getaway driver, Alex, is just like, I know what we gotta do. Hey, Dave, where's Jennifer staying? And he gives them the address. He's like, I'll get there as fast as we can. And they floor it. And they're going fast. And the police cars are gonna, I'm gonna have like a speed trap, get them on the line, like, get them, and then they're gonna have a police chase, and then the police are gonna like put two and two together, and it's just like, we believe that we have the suspects currently on the run. They are driving towards the city, and they're gonna stop at the apartment complex, and the police are all gonna like surround them, and Dave's gonna run to the buzzer and buzz Jennifer's apartment. And she's like, who is that? Actually, no, she's been watching the news. She knows who it is. And she's like, hello? It's like, Jennifer, it's me, Dave. And I'm on the drive home, on the drive there. I'm going to have like a little vignette of Jones showing Dave a text to his ex. And it's more or less just like, I'm sorry, when I get out of prison, I'd love to get a cup of coffee. And Dave gives a little nod. He's just like, you just got to be brave enough to push the button, man. And
flashback to like Dave pushing the button at the teller place. Exactly. You were doing that on purpose, right?
I was. Good, good, good. And then I'm also going to have them like be at the buzzer, and Jones is going to say the same thing. And he pushes the button to buzz Jennifer. And all of the robbers get arrested. Dave and Jennifer get back together, and the parents were reunited with their long lost child.
All right, Mark. Is there anything else you want to bring up before we say goodbye?
I was very optimistic when we recorded about a year ago.
You mean for COVID?
Yeah.
Because, like you said, you wanted to set it in the... We recorded this about a year ago.
It's the early 2021. Like, the vaccine had just kind of became a thing. And I, for some reason, thought people would take it.
Why would you think that?
I now know the absurdity of that thought.
Yeah, we're not really after pandemic times.
Do you have a... Any closing thoughts?
I'm just really happy that, like, one of the first things you said on your first turn was, like, don't you push that button. Mm-hmm. And then, I want to say it was mostly you. You, like, brought it back at the end. But, like, it just became a recurring thing in the story. Mm-hmm. Like, pushing the button. Gotta be brave enough to push the button. We were able to use it in a few different situations.
Yeah.
And it was really cool that it happened on your first turn. Because that's just... good structure. Wish we were able to do that every time.
this one had some pretty good structure to it.
But it's cool when it happens like that. So nice work.
I totally did it on purpose.
Totes.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Mark?
I just really enjoy that the parents texted Jennifer first. And exclusively, we acknowledge it in the story itself, but I just needed to acknowledge it again, because I took that as a note, or just like, when it happened, when I was re-listening, I'm just like, I love that the parents contact her first. Frowny face, smiley face.
They have a better relationship with Jennifer.
Yeah, they do.
All right, then. Well, let's go ahead and end it there. So, Mark, what's going to happen in our next story?
Next time, we have a story about a guy who likes to sleep with his pets in his bed. The only weird part is his pet is a fish.
Like, he has sex with his, like, a fish?
No. He just lets it sleep in his bed, too. Like, you know, like, people will have, like, cats sleep on their bed. It's like that.
Sounds weird, man.
It's not as weird as you think.
So he, like, has a fish in his bed?
Yeah, but it's, like, in a bag.
Is it a good story, Mark?
Oh, it is a funny story.
That's probably the most accurate answer you could have given. Is it a good story? It's a funny story.
A lot of wacky side characters. It's sort of reminiscent of like a David Wayne comedy.
Well, it sounds great to me. I'm looking forward to revisiting it.
All right.
Well.
Me too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We're going to be done now. This is the end of the podcast.
I should stop recording.
We're going to... Bye. Goodbye.
Laters.